Let's first learn something about the similarities within our applications, and afterwards we will talk about the problems and understanding of this sort. So consider you have a network, a switch network, and you want to reduce the waiting time at each intersection. And it's a highly complex system. In this case, I'm just a few, and I think the control bars clearly will have something any town or larger city, and we have such a huge amount of the section that's quite possible to move a central approach. And quite similar applications can be found for supply management or with a power management that we have already discussed before. And more abstract way, we can order this as a multi-agent system where each node is a computing device, and we will refer to it as an agent. And there are differences between these agents. So each of these nodes are connected, like in the plot, every node with every node, but in a section, because of its read, is connected to another intersection. And when we want to optimize the system, we have classically two optimization horizons. One is the local horizon, just for the block itself, the knowledge that flows from itself, and maybe some things that are observed, and the global one. And the global approach, that would be when the central approach knows everything about every node. But this wouldn't be the case within our application, since this would be too complex. We can extend this, considering the group. So this node has knowledge about these connected nodes. It doesn't know exactly the optimization function within this or the problem model from this node, but it can communicate with them and gain knowledge for their current actions there and about their fitness or the quality of these actions. And what we are trying to do is to find an extension for this group that overlaps with the group of another node in order to get the optimal or a better solution as just choosing the local approach that's classically done in the multi-agent system for optimization steps. Okay. So now for the common characteristics about the problems, we have distributed autonomous computing devices, mostly this is done by embedded systems, the high system complexity, and real-time or reactive computing. So there is some kind of feedback loop in our system. And this can be very good by self-organizing systems. So in this case, we have interactions that are based on the local decisions of each node. And these local decisions are based on the local information of the node. We didn't have global information. And this results in emergent global behavior, which hopefully is quite optimal. Okay, so now the outline for the rest of the class. So we have already discussed the application class. We will now go more deeper to the problem, and then one of ready to solve this by distributed constraint optimization problems. Give a introduction about it. Then we will speak about overlapping local optimization, and this is the presented approach. Then there comes a short evaluation, and summary and challenges. So, more deeper into the problem, just one slide. When we want to reach the global optimal state, agents need to avoid selfish behavior. So we just have local actions, and just because one node thinks for itself, that would be quite optimal solution, which means that it's an optimal action, like an official action model of the system. You can consider a powerful computing grid where the optimization passes to reduce the energy consumption, and one node could say, okay, I'm doing nothing. So I'm doing nothing, I have zero energy consumption, everything's perfect, yeah, but that won't be desirable for the whole system. When every node thinks I'm doing nothing. And this second part besides avoiding selective actions, the actions that I should allow need to be beneficial for the system. And in order to do this, the mutual influence between agents needs to be taken into account. So the agents influence each other, and this could have a negative impact. And so a local beneficial solution could have a negative impact at the neighboring agent, and this needs to be taken into account in order to find the global optimal system state. Okay, one way to do it is to model this by distributed constraint optimization problems. And typically, an optimization problem is finding the best solution of a fitness function or objective function within a search space. In this case, I will consider minimization problems. Maximization is quite dual, so I have to just put a negative sign for this function. Within distributed constraint optimization problems, since we have redistributed problems, we consider many solution space for each node, another solution space, and the influence between these is modeled by soft constraints. Soft constraints mean that it's not just a binary true-false constraint, so you get some where you how much, how good is, how negative is the influence. And we have these constraints are summed up by the local fitness function that's already there for the node, and then you get the new fitness function for each node. When you look at this model, these lines are the influences, and yeah, this is the agent answers some action. Okay, and when you look at this, you can say, oh, yeah, it's quite simple. I have a distributed constraint optimization problem, form a description, everything is easy. But this is not the case. First of all, you need to actually know the set soft constraints. That's not an easy part. In this work, we assume this was already done by the first step. And what's more important, then you need a context or information about your neighboring nodes within the node that will take this local decision. And really, this information sharing is a huge problem, because how do I get this information and how I ensure correctness? So in DCOP algorithms, we for some information sharing, we consider two types: the complete DCOP algorithms that will guarantee within distributed optimization problems to always find the best solution, and incomplete DCOP algorithms that may not find the optimal one. And DCOP algorithms consist of at least one central agent, is one way to do it, or arrange it within a tree and then use backtracking or branch and bound. And what's quite important about this is you have now another problem. When you didn't want the central agent, when I've already spoken about the central solution is desirable for a huge complex system, how do I generate the tree order? And the most important part about this is tree depth, since this introduces consistency levels, and the greater number you have in the tree depth, the slower your system will be. And huge problem about it is that both enforce information consistency. And information consistency is quite a big problem when you want to do fast, since you have a lot of overhead in order to ensure this consistency. And we will later, since the evaluation, talk about the ADOPT algorithm, which is one instance of a complete DCOP algorithm. Okay, so now to the solution. also the approach we give, where we are avoiding this consistency in order to achieve a high speed. So, as I already has been said, local actions need to be beneficial for the whole system. And yeah, it's not possible to do this by a central approach when we're in a high complex system. What we want to do it, we are grouping the values around one node together within this node, and then we overlap with others. And hopefully this information overlap will result in a great better solution than we would have done locally when you just has this local optimization horizon. In this case, you have an overlapping group horizon for the optimization approach. Okay, and when we look about it more formally, so let's say we have our DCR representation, and then we have neighbors, and neighbors that are all the nodes where we share software parameters. So this node, this node neighbor to this node, plus this one would be for both. And we extend the local objective function by adding all the fitness values from neighboring nodes. So let's say we have this node, and this node choose another action and therefore generates a new fitness value, the quality of the action, then it will inform this one and this will then extend its own objective function, so it will generate a new world for this node. It's not its local view about the system, it will then generate a group view about the system. We actually change the local objective function. And while consistency is quite crucial within classic DCR algorithm, as a presented approach may also be, and especially be, with non-consistent information. So we didn't ensure this information is consistent in order to gain, to do it faster. And that's basic steps are first initialization steps, and when you start at the beginning, all nodes just have local information, so we want first round of group information, and therefore each node chooses a random solution, since before any information about at all, we won't know what is a good solution. And so we choose it randomly, and then we gather all these solutions and sending our responding objective value in order to build this group at the first step. And then every time we got new information, like we change our own action based on the new objective function, so we found a better and more optimal solution, then we will inform all the surrounding neighbors about it. In the case that nothing had changed, is now, from our point of view, we won't send any information. It's just in order to reduce the amount of messages chain sent within the system. Okay, so now we come to the evaluation. It's a test problem based on the work of Moni and Yoko. These are two authors that have presented the ADOPT algorithm. And it's a good base constraint graph, as you can see here, but 2 times 2, or here for a 3 times 3 graph. And the graph contains 4 types of agents, so 4, 3, 4, and here it's mixed. And each type of agent has a different objective function. You will see at the next slide how this looks like. And yeah, just as you have maybe already assumed, these agents define the possible interaction and soft constraints between the system, between the agents. So here we see the objective function. We have the soft constraints, and we have a binary domain space. And whenever agent I chooses the action 0 or false, for instance, and agent J chooses also false, then the value is calculated by 0 plus the type exponential of 1, 2, 3, or 4, and moving forward.
Yeah.
Maybe hard to understand this in this short time. I can take later in the demonstration how it's exactly calculated in the discussion. So let's just consider for the 2 times 2 grid, this would be the optimal solution with the value of 6. 3 times 3 grid has the optimal solution with the value of 16. The worst one is 35 and 12. So we implemented both adopt and Odo based on Armadillo C++. This is not a new programming language, C++, but Armadillo is a mathematical library for it. It's more like a wrapper for Glass and OpenMPI 1. OpenMPI was used to run each process asynchronously, just as it would be the case in a real world problem, when each, let's assume a traffic problem, each intersection will run asynchronously. And the experiment was repeated 20 times for each grid. Yeah, we interrupted each agent every 10 milliseconds. And then to measure the whole system state that would reach at this point, and we get a, yeah. We will see it at the next slide as a result of this. And please note the average solution in case of random optimization is an upper bound for any useful approach. Maybe you know the no-free lunch theorem. You would say any approach that is even worse as a random approach is not desirable. Since you are thinking you do something clever and you would say, oh, you didn't need to think at all about it and you will get a better solution. Okay. Here we see the results, so the time starting by 10 milliseconds and to it should be 110 milliseconds. And as we see, the adopt solution starts at a quite higher point, but this is not actually true when you see the deviation in all cases. It's just, this didn't need to be the case for every experiment. But as expected, the Odo is a little bit faster in order to reach a better solution. And then, since Odo isn't a complete DCOP algorithm, it's unable to reach the best one. So what we have is we can reach a solution faster. It's actually, since we avoid the consistency, but we won't get the best one in case from the adopt. Needs a little more time and then get the best one. But this is just a really small grid, just 4 agents. So we now see it for a little bigger amount of 9 agents. So you see, we are really a huge gap between adopt and Odo, and it takes a lot of time for the small problem for adopt to get a solution that is near the one Odo has already get at slightly. Let's say about 60 milliseconds. And what you see here, what's quite interesting about it, that and was quite surprising for me the first time I've seen it, the constant values after some time. This is the case within the approach I've said when no change is observed. So neither the objective value nor the action just change that will take my neighbors change. Then the system won't send any messages, and this also means the system each agent won't choose another action. And so the what you get is the system is constant as approach. So from the point of view from the approach, it's reached a termination condition, but it's unaware of it. So it didn't actually know that nobody is doing anything. Yeah, and in this case you already see, so this is quite normal since it's proved, it's in the paper, Dr. at some time finds the best solution. But it took even more time, and this is by 9 agents. So let's consider we have a real traffic network with 100 agents, and you will see an even greater gap, and something would look what it looks like in the future. Okay, now for the summary. So you have seen a new asynchronous approach for solving distributed constraint optimization problems and self-optimizing multi-agent systems, and where we extended the local objective function by summing up all the fitness values from our neighbors. And yeah, the results, as I've seen, were quite promising, so we got the expected results, and it shows the efficiency of the system for the student test problem. Challenge would be at first analyzing the influence of the asynchronous behavior, since you have avoiding consistency, and it's quite possible that therefore you need asynchronous behavior in order to have some race conditions, or if a pure synchronous way would also give such results. Another effect would be considering other topologies. Therefore, we have just seen a grid topology, but how does when we look at a star or ring topology? Maybe this has also influenced the behavior of the system. What is a more greater approach about is the adaptive consistency region. So we have now seen an approach where we completely avoided consistency, and an approach that strictly enforced consistency. And what we think about is that you have regions within your optimization process, so groups of agents that actually use consistency, and then other regions that didn't need any consistency. And how can this be used in order to reach an even better solution, especially if you have the case how many time we have for the optimization project. You have more time, we would like to enforce consistency, and if you didn't have so much time, but you at least need any solution, you could avoid it completely with this approach. And what's missing at this point is also a termination criteria. We have seen that there's some effect that we could use for that, but we didn't at the moment have any approach to use, but actually using this effect would be the first thing for us to consider. Yeah, thank you for your attention. Constraints for each agents. In this case, for each type of agent has its own constraints, so it constraints from the agent I, considering towards another agent. And you could have different constraints for all these connections.
Yeah, and these constraints depend on the function. On the objective function.
On the agent.
On the agent type, on the objective type.
Yeah, in a real application, you would consider the same types of intersection with the same constraints.
Okay. Then you have here the, like, it's just the sum of the local objective functions.
Yeah, this is the approach you have. This is the main point. You have different possible actions that can be taken, and you have local objective function at this point for each node, and the global state would be then the sum. So it's not for every system the sum, but within DCO, it's considered to be some linear dependency between the so each node and the whole system. So, if this isn't the case, there would be a huge problem in order to choosing these actions, since you would choose an action and you didn't have any knowledge when it's a nonlinear problem and nonlinear connection, what to do next.
Sometimes we have, if we have some global objective function which is not really a linear combination, is here of the local optimization functions, and that's when we talk about problems for the emerging behavior. And here you say, like, you have just the sum, but certainly have local objectives that you would like to satisfy.
Yeah, in this case, nonlinearity is introduced by the constraints.
Yes.
Since this can be a nonlinear function.
Yeah. Yes. Good question.
Nonlinearity is a problem or additivity here? If the global objective is the sum of local objectives,
yeah,
what's good for the individual is good for the whole. Whereas
this is exactly the case in this problem, since the soft constraints ensure that when you choose a problem that is locally good from this point of view, you have, and you didn't know how this actually influences another action. So you, I'll give a short example about it. So from, didn't actually have a slide for this one, but you could consider these are the constraints, and for the first time we wanted always to have 0, 0, since then it's at 0 for the you want to this is easier since I didn't have this configuration. So when you have 0, 0 and you would have type 4 would be desirable. When you have type 3 you want to have 0, 1, 1, 0, or 1, 1, and you could construct this solution within the system and you will see it isn't actually the best one. So this solution has for the first agent the nearly worst possible value since you have 3. And therefore you can have, since the constraints are nonlinear, you have not the case that just the best solution for each agent is also automatically best solution for the whole system, since you influence the other agents but didn't know their objective value in order to take this into consideration.
I don't see it, like in your example, you had like a local function was this fi tilde there, and then you have the soft constraint, and in the example that you just showed, I didn't see the objective function, I only saw those CIJs.
Yes, in this case, this test problem is not for myself, it's adopted from the work, from the office of the ADOPT algorithm, and in order to just show how this works with an visible constraints optimization problem, the own function is completely avoided. But it wouldn't be a problem to edit, and it wouldn't change that much the behavior of the problem. You would get other actions that are considered beneficial for the system, but the way to do it wouldn't really change, since you know everything about the function. So the main problem are this constraint that you have this knowledge about other nodes.
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Yes, certainly.
Well, I shouldn't, but I've seen the result slides the first time now. Can I see the result slide again? And what puzzles me is maybe the next one. Yes. why it was to be expected. This was our theory that Odo will be faster, but not as good as Adopt. But why is it the case that Odo never finds the right solution? I would expect that it sometimes finds it, sometimes not. And here it shows it's never found.
Yeah, so actually, with some experiments, found the best solution. But when you average the average over all the 20 experiments,
yeah,
won't exactly at the same time always the
okay.
best one. And
okay, so it is, it has
since
it's
the lower fast. Bound, then it's
okay. Okay.
Slightly down. When you have, so this results you already know. And we have sometimes the case by the optimal solution.
Okay. Chris, you have a question?
Yeah. When you're doing these optimizations, well, there's two things. One is sometimes the measure of the system goodness will be just the sum. Like you're trying to minimize the average delay or something like that.
Yes.
But the interactions are what makes it not that way.
Yes.
Each one, any one of them can go independently. But I'm curious, when you're doing this optimization, where do the new values come from? Or do you pick those random values to start with and your optimum is one of those random values? In other words, what's the process that's going on within the local nodes?
Okay, so at this point, you have chosen already some random value, and then you distribute the fitness you have made out to your neighbors. And let's say this one agent and the gather of all the fitness value, and then you will see the new object function, and you will find a new optimal solution for this problem.
Okay.
And then you will send its fitness again to the other agent, and the other agent will see if it's also updated as this sum and see if another new solution, and then it will go back with a new one.
Okay, so I have the functions fj from the other, from my neighbors.
Yeah, you actually didn't get the function, just the value of this.
So I don't know what xi is.
It's, yeah, I cannot ensure exactly that this xi.
Okay, okay.
So this jump with some response from the previous actions, but since there's no consistency, it could also be that you already changed your own action
right.
and get a response of fitness from the later action you have chosen. And this is the case where it's a little bit rugged when you see the results.
Well, this is one place where asynchrony is way better than synchrony. This is one of the places, just like in trying to find asymptotic behavior in Markov chains. Asynchrony is way better because in synchrony you end up with periodic nonsense.
Yes.
And with asynchronous, you don't.
Yeah, this is exactly why we want to look at exactly this effect highly depends on the asynchrony. And
yes.
I actually believe that's the case because you have random race conditions. That we have to avoid some repeating effects.
Okay, more questions? Okay, so thanks again.